Hi, I'm Hannah.
And I'm Molly. We're best friends from Los Angeles, California, and we're the co-founders of
Must Love. And this is our podcast. We're going to start over.
Hello. Oh, yeah. This is better, right?
Okay. Yeah, it is. So would we ever open a physical store, Molly?
Well, we actually did.
You're right. And so we had a pop-up inside of Whole Foods, and it was in Hawaii. And let me tell you, those were some really fun business trips.
Yeah. It was very cool, but a lot of work.
Yes. And it was also during a particularly tough time for us in the business. So it was very tough to get off the ground. But I think...
How did we get the opportunity?
So the Whole Foods team in SOPAC, they reached out to me to ask me if I would be interested in setting up a soft serve version of our ice cream pints in one of their Whole Foods. It's called a Friends location. And so...
Yeah, and this all came about because that Whole Foods location was new.
It was brand new.
Yeah, so they were building out those partnership kind of vendor spaces. So
yes,
in a lot of Whole Foods, definitely the bigger ones, a lot of them have like coffee shops or
even full
restaurants within that they partner with. So those are technically called Friends locations.
Right? Yes. And so we opened a Friends location inside the Whole Foods on Queen in Honolulu, Queen the street. And to be able to do that, we first had to figure out if we could make soft serve. So I bought a Craigslist soft serve machine, which used to be at, I don't know if I ever told you this, it used to be a machine that was used at Disneyland.
Oh.
Yeah. So to make like, so it was very,
very loved.
Yeah. It was not in the best condition, and it was kind of missing pieces that I had to figure out after I bought it. Like, this is not working. There's something missing.
It was good enough.
And it wasn't expensive, obviously. So it was good enough to figure out, like, could we turn our ice cream into a soft serve mix? Because it is slightly different. And Grace, who does R&D with us, had a lot of fun with that. And we figured out a soft serve version of our ice cream. And it was incredible.
Yeah. So I think the main product benefits of our pints, our in-store product, our retail product, Our wholesale product, that was like the basis of what you wanted to keep for the soft serve, but you kind of had to tackle it a different way, right?
Because yeah,
the formulation had to work differently.
Yeah,
it had to be like more liquid.
It's just a slightly different formulation.
It's like different ratios of all ingredients,
and you have to think about like it's you need staff on site to mix it constantly, like every day, so it couldn't be overly complicated. So there was a lot of that kind of thought behind how to make the mix, because just like our ice cream, our soft serve isn't something you just buy and just add water, which is how, like, if you go to a regular, like, soft serve store, that's how that...
They sell powder.
Yeah, powder, and you add water or milk to it, and that's how you make typical soft serve. That's definitely not how you made ours.
Yeah.
So we were able to figure out, like, an actual product.
Did we ever have to sample it to the Whole Foods team, or they just...
Trusted us.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so once you had that all set up, you and Grace actually like moved to Hawaii.
Yes. For like
for
a month. Yeah.
To set it up. How was that?
I mean, obviously you're like in paradise, so that was amazing. But we were working very hard and I had to basically set us up as like a restaurant. Like you have to do everything like that a restaurant would to get licensed and all the permits and everything.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's back up. So what are the benefits of a Friends location versus like if we were to say, oh, let's just
open our own store,
Froyo shop in Hawaii? What would be the difference?
So number one is the infrastructure is already there. Mm-hmm. So obviously Whole Foods definitely did their research on how to build a perfectly to code building. And so you just have to kind of move in and build out your own space. So they already had all the electrical plumbing, all the kitchen type stuff you need to be licensed to run a food establishment. So it's very easy to piggyback off of that infrastructure. So that's definitely a huge benefit of being a Friends location. Plus, you know, in terms of like marketing and that sort of thing, like you get to be associated with Whole Foods and there is an actual like built-in foot traffic mm-hmm. that you can expect.
Yeah. So you had to figure out, but there was still some like licensing permit stuff that you had to figure out.
Yeah, and like employment law is different state by state. Like right. So, and we had never hired outside of California before. So there was just a lot of stuff to figure out to be set up as a business.
Mm-hmm. And then we had to bring in our own equipment.
Yes, which it wasn't that much because we were piggybacking off of Whole Foods, but we still had to buy the main thing, which is a huge like commercial soft serve machine.
Mm-hmm. Which, and then a little under counter fridge, right?
Yeah, and then an under counter fridge to hold like the mix and any mm-hmm. like other ingredients that we might need. So that was like the major capital investment that we needed to make. Mm-hmm. And then otherwise it was time us being there to set it up. Source everything, figure out a process for being able to get the ingredients delivered and ordered, and hiring. Mm-hmm. That was a really big part of it.
Yeah, because obviously the long-term plan wasn't for you and Grace to live in Hawaii and manage
unfortunately.
To grow your shop.
Unfortunately, that like, was not the long-term plan.
There was already work that you had to do at home.
Yeah, because I mean, for our loyal listeners, all 15 of you, you know that at this time we were self-manufacturing our ice cream. And we were running like double shifts and working like crazy over here. So it was definitely not in the cards for us to like just straight up move to Hawaii forever.
Yeah. So that was a huge piece of this is that we had to hire not just employees to run a froyo shop and train them, but we had to find a manager.
Yes. And we really lucked out. So, I mean, we've been thinking about hiring a lot because we've been going through that again, trying to find the right team members for our crazy bunch of bananas. But I kind of lucked out because I had a very good friend who worked at ZipRecruiter at the time. So she threw me some free credits. And we put out our job rec for the manager position of this location. And we really lucked out that we were able to hire Josh.
Mm-hmm. So, and his background was like managing other types of businesses, not necessarily food businesses, but mm-hmm. he had experience hiring, training, maintaining staff.
In customer service oriented positions.
Right.
Yeah.
And so he was a really good fit for the team. He was also just had a really great personality.
Yeah. And thinking about hiring now too, I mean, we're done, but and hiring Josh, it's like you're so nervous, like you're not going to find the right person. And
this one's difficult too because you're managing them not in the same state, which is similar to what we're doing now, but like somehow Hawaii feels really far.
Well, there's like water you have to go over, right. I guess. But yeah, so
you hiring someone, you have to and they're not just managing team, but they're handling like day-to-day cash. There's all this other stuff of maintaining a physical retail store. There's a level of trust that you have to
yes.
have with someone.
Yes.
And also obviously with like us being in a presence of being in a Whole Foods,
who is a customer.
Right. You just need to make sure that nothing really goes wrong.
Yes. So, and nothing ever really did.
No.
If there was ever a problem, Josh always handled it. Like it was perfect. It was like the best I could have ever imagined.
Yeah. How many people did you end up interviewing for that role?
Like, I would say fewer than 10, mm-hmm. but more than 5, somewhere around there. And it's interesting because I was thinking about that, about the most recent round of interviews we were doing. Everyone was like generally qualified who got called in
for this role.
Mm-hmm. And but similar to how the interviews went this round when we're hiring for sales and also for social media position, you know, when you meet the right person, you just know.
Mm-hmm.
It's very strange.
Yeah.
Like,
so we got Josh on board and then he was part of kind of the training process to mm-hmm. hire staff and because ultimately he was going to have to manage the whole process.
Yes. And he did a great job of like actually running the store and like making sure like the equipment ran and everything that was needed from like a more technical perspective. Mm-hmm. But I think where he really, really shined was managing the staff.
Mm-hmm. And interacting with customers.
And interacting with customers, which is a huge, huge part of this job.
Yeah.
And and building our brand. Mm-hmm. And so I will forever be grateful to him. Mm-hmm. I hope we get to work with him again in some capacity. Mm-hmm. But I think we could not have done that without him.
Yeah.
It would have been very hard.
We were there for a year.
Yes.
Which is kind of the timeline that we expected to be there. I don't think we assumed this was going to be a long-term thing just because of all the difficulties that it takes to maintain a physical place where you don't really have a presence. But if you had the opportunity to do this again, would you?
I think so. I think it would have to be the right setup, much like this Friends location, where there's some infrastructure that we could piggyback off of, mm-hmm. because adding this whole real estate development side to our business is very, very challenging and something we are not experts in.
I think also considering the last 2 years, we're realizing how much risk there is
occupying
physical space.
Global pandemic and no one will be going anywhere.
Because we were actually thinking about,
oh my God.
Based off of the lessons learned from Hawaii and knowing, because there are also lots of great things that came out of it. Of course, just awareness. Because we had a product that you could buy in the store. It's like, oh, do you like the soft serve? We actually sell pints and bars
too. Take it home.
And so that store ended up being one of our top performing stores.
Yeah.
Just because of the marketing that just happens in kind from being a presence there.
Yeah. And I think a pro that I did not mention about having a physical location, I was so focused on the operation side of it, which is, I mean, given my role, that's what I focus on. But like the doing of it. But a huge benefit of having a physical experience is that it's an experience, mm-hmm. and people get to experience your brand in person. And that just has tremendous brand equity value that is hard to translate. But I think for us, we were actually able to capitalize on it because that's how we kind of got our Costco opportunity.
Yep.
So the Hawaii Costco buyer's wife was a fan of our soft serve location. And that's how we got connected to her husband, because she realized we sold a CPG, like a package product. And that was the beginning of how we started talking to Costco.
Mm-hmm. So that all came through just, you know, customers enjoying our product. And I think some of the relationships that we made with customers have continued on. Like, they're still fans of our product
yes.
in store, and we're still in touch with them. And so it's like building that brand loyalty, having that physical presence helps a lot. And also, I think having a physical store also where you can test flavors, mm-hmm. there's a lot of other opportunity for things that you can't do when you just are a wholesale product.
That's so true, because the iteration process is so fast. Mm-hmm. If you have your own store, you can like try something and then you can stop as mm-hmm. soon as you want. Versus if you have a wholesale product, there's a whole cycle you have to go through that's much more challenging and time intensive.
Yeah, and you could try to test as much as possible ahead of time, thinking through like messaging or flavor profiles, etc. But having it in a physical store, you get real-time feedback. You're able to adjust things and test things really quickly.
Yeah.
And that can inform what you do with your wholesale product.
For sure.
So I think, you know, other brands that, like even in our space, a lot of wholesale brands that they'll have we didn't have that many flavors. We could do 3 a day, right? It was normally 3 a day.
Two
a day. But like, think about, you know, your local premium scoop shop. They have like 30 flavors and they're able every month to iterate and change 20. Mm-hmm. And then the ones that do the best, they'll turn into pints.
Yes.
In the next cycle. And then they have also like tangible data that they can use to sell that into stores or just to know what is going to be a hit.
Yeah. Because it does take a lot of effort, like time and money, to be able to bring one of these concepts to life in a wholesale product. Mm-hmm. So it's great to know which flavors are more or less like vetted. Mm-hmm. Before putting in that effort.
Right. We've even had experience in the past of this. It's like, we think that this is a killer flavor and then it ends up being a dud. Like, you just mm-hmm. don't know until you test it. And it's a much lower risk way of doing it when you have a physical store that you're able to do like a very limited run of a certain flavor.
For sure.
And then also, like, literally ask customers, what do you think?
Yeah.
And it's like the perfect sampling opportunity.
And, you know, it's funny because people always, like, suggest flavors to us. And it's like, I know that's not going to really work. Right.
Well, it's like, that's your personal favorite. But when you think, I mean, the top selling flavor of ice cream, like, in the U.S. is vanilla.
Vanilla.
So.
Like, plain vanilla. Yeah. Which... coming to a Sprouts near you. But
so anyway, I think it was literally like 2019, we were starting to throw around the idea of, oh, are there stores in LA or physical locations in LA that this would make sense,
like a food hall or something?
Yeah,
like
we
that.
Have all this experience, we know what it takes to do this, and then if we were closer by, it'd be much easier, lower cost to manage and run this kind of situation. And luckily we did not pull the trigger on anything because that was like end of 2019.
Yeah, you know, we were pretty far in talks with like real estate agents. Yeah.
So
wow.
It all worked out. But maybe one day. I think we a lot of times hear feedback like, oh, I would love this in this form or whatever. And that the other fun things that you can do in a scoop shop is like we did kombucha floats and milkshake, like all these different things. So there's a lot of other types of forms that you can play around with our products.
For sure. And a fun fact about the soft serve shop is actually that's how we figured out we should make sprinkles.
Mm-hmm.
Because obviously if you have a frozen yogurt shop or an ice cream scoop shop, you kind of need toppings. The ice cream is the draw, but you need to zhuzh it up a little bit. And so we sourced different toppings that were appropriate for our store. But I felt it was very challenging for me to find the right sprinkles. And there are natural sprinkles on the market. They do exist. However, they were always like really soft or in texture or like very pastel-y, like not vibrant and fun.
They looked natural.
Yeah, in the worst sense where it did not look tasty.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of the appeal of sprinkles is purely visual, because it's not like they generally don't taste like anything. They're just kind of sweet. Mm-hmm. But the natural sprinkles out there just didn't meet my requirement for my quality standard on what the experience I wanted our guests to have. And so we scoured literally the world for sprinkles that could meet those standards. And that's when I realized that this is a very hard product to find.
Mm-hmm.
But
We found some. Yeah. And so that ended up being a pipeline to being able to turn them into a wholesale product.
Yeah. So now we make our own sprinkle blends and sell them on our website, but talking to retailers.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just super premium sprinkles that are made with natural color. Sorry, I didn't mean to turn this into an advertisement, but like, but I do think they're genuinely really special and something that only we offer.
Yeah.
And they're non-GMO project verified. Like, they're really special. And they were very hard for me to find.
Yeah. And I mean, it speaks to definitely a specific customer, but I do think there are people that are wary of using those types of fun things that normally kids want to do because they are filled with chemicals and weird things. Like,
yeah.
Just if whatever stale bottle of sprinkles you have in the back of your pantry from like three Christmases ago, go look at the ingredient list. There's some weird stuff on there.
Yeah.
So, they're available on our website.
Didn't mean to turn this whole episode into an ad for sprinkles, but there we go.
Yeah.
What are some of our lessons, or are there cons? Wait, what do we want to talk about? Sorry, go ahead.
I think one of the most fun things is, I think towards the end when we knew that we were going to close up that experience, we ended up doing kind of a team
party.
No, remember when like everyone went with we like did a group trip.
Yeah.
It was very fun. So a perk of having business in Hawaii,
you can get to go to
business
Hawaii.
Trips to Hawaii. It was fun.
It was super fun.
Yeah. So that was a very fun memory, capping off a difficult year for everyone. And I think lessons learned.
No, cons. Do we have cons?
Well, cons/lessons learned.
All right.
It's like
kind of the same
learned
thing.
Sounds like a nicer version
of cons. It's like opportunities for improvement or learning.
Well, I think one of the main things is how difficult it is to manage a team that's not physically here. And yes. I think this is definitely a lesson learned, because as we're working towards a more flexible
and virtual,
virtual work environment, now we have team members. We have had someone like in the Bay Area for a while. And so obviously still on the same coast, but now we have someone on the East Coast. And I think as our team expands, what's great is that allows us, being virtual, to expand the pool of people that are able to join the team. But
in 2018,
in
2018, this was novel, like having to manage staff from far away.
For us, for people in general, but for us, at our scale, it was challenging. So I think we learned a lot through that experience in terms of how to manage someone that's fully remote.
I think also all the logistical things that you don't think about as a customer. And, you know, we are operators in the food space, but we didn't run a restaurant. So there's just a lot that you don't think about as someone who's not in the restaurant industry that goes into actually physically running it. And so basically, like, if you're out of something, you freaking have to go to the store to go get it. Like that kind of stuff. The supply chain aspect of it. Like, I think we learned a lot of good lessons on how to be better at that stuff.
And that's, I think, it transfers over to how we think about supply chain for our current products, too. It's like everything should kind of have the same base. That helps.
Yes.
And then you add in things later that make them different.
So I think a lot of like the operation side of running a restaurant, I know it was a soft serve store, but like it's essentially a small restaurant. I think that was a huge lesson learned. I can't think of any.
There weren't that many cons. I think it was a great experience. Yeah. It was obviously very fun for me to visit. I know that month was really challenging for Hannah, so I appreciate her doing a lot of work to make that happen, but I think it was still fun.
There were many Mai Tais had during that trip, because it was very hard sometimes.
As we like to call them, Dai Tais, because sometimes you feel like you want to die after.
But Hawaii is a really special place for both of us, and so we were so excited to be able to bring
this experience. We'll always be grateful for Whole Foods for trusting us with one of their friends' locations. We'd be honored if we're able to do that in the future. In a Whole Foods or out. And I don't think it's off the table, because I think, I mean, even talking through it all today, there's so many pros that outweigh some of the difficulties of it all.
Thank you for listening.
If you want to keep up to date on all our shenanigans, subscribe and review wherever you listen to podcasts, and follow us on Instagram and TikTok
at Must Love Co.
Thank you.